Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Evil people are not supposed to run our cities and our counties. They are not supposed to be the richest people. Oh, come on, guys. Are y'all with me on this? They're not supposed to be. You and I, we're supposed to get stronger in influence and stronger in money and ability. Right? And when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Things are good. Enough of us ought to own businesses. Enough of us ought to own companies. Enough of us ought to have enough money in the banks and the resources around till we don't lack something. We get together and we pull our support and it dies. And everybody knows it. Right? You know, people are going the wrong way on stuff. They want to fight pornographic magazine operations. They want to fight this drug thing, and they want to fight that, and they want to fight this other, and they want to go blow up this abortion clinic. If nobody is buying pornographic magazines, they will not continue. If nobody is having abortions, they will close. Are you with me? See, people are working on the wrong side of this deal. All we got to do is several, you know, scores of millions of us change the channel and never watch the show again. It will go away. But instead, half the Christians are sitting there watching it going, can you believe they let that show on the TV? And sit there and watch it for the next 2 hours. Well, everybody's doing it, so they got the numbers. And the advertisers won't. No, enough of us, if we will say, no, we don't want it. We're out of that. It will stop. When you're blessed, this doesn't happen to you. Foreigners, and the foreigners here refer to the ungodly. They're not supposed to gain more and more power and we lose ours. They're not supposed to have all the money to loan us and we don't have any money to loan them. They're not supposed to rule over us. The unrighteous and ungodly are not supposed to rule over the righteous. All these disasters, he said, will come on you and they'll be with you till you're destroyed because you did not obey the Lord your God and keep all the laws that he gave you. This will be evidence of God's judgment on you and your descendants forever because the Lord blessed you in every way, but you would not serve him with glad and joyful hearts. He said, this curse came on you because you wouldn't serve God joyfully and gladly. Now, let's back up and remind ourselves of something. First of all, tell me the good news about all this. Oh, that's good news. Because all this we just got through reading is part of the curse of the law. What's the good news about that? Because according to Galatians 3:13, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So let's remind ourselves, go back now to the first part where he said it'll come to pass if you'll hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, observe and do his commandments, he will set you on high. And look at verse 10. All the people of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord and they'll be afraid of you. You won't cower around them. They'll sense the presence of God and they'll be afraid to cross you. And the Lord will make you what? Plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. And the Lord will open to you his good treasure. The heaven, open heavens, to give you rain on your land in his season, and bless, bless, bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend unto many nations. Why? Because you got it. And you'll not borrow. Why? You don't need to. borrowing is paying for the privilege of using somebody else's money because you don't have your own. We all been there. A lot of people are there right now. But, I said, but the blessing is ours if we'll believe it. Oh, it may not all happen in a day or two, but if you'll stay after it, God will keep blessing you and raising you up until you have plenty to lend. Don't need to pay for the privilege of using somebody else's money. You got your own. And plenty to lend. Said out loud, God's bringing us from borrowing to lending. He's taking me from owing to owning. See, that's the blessed life. It's a curse to owe everybody in town. Take everything you can scrape together just to pay the interest on your stuff. That's not blessed living. That's a curse. Now, if you're there, don't despair. Like I said, we've all been there. But we're coming out. I said, we're coming out. We believe this right here. Somebody say, this is happening to me. Hallelujah. Verse 13, what does it say? The Lord will make you what? Does this mean more to you now since reading that other? What does that mean? People are not ruling over you. Right? You're not getting kicked and cussed every day by somebody that despises Christians because you bought the company. And now they work for you. Oh, come on, come on, come on. This is not just wishful thinking now. Well, I get so tired of them telling me what I can and can't do. Well, build your own place. God's talking to some people right now. Build, have your own. Have your own. Have your own. I am so happy that I do not have 12 denomination boards telling me what I can preach and what I can't preach and what we can do and how our program has to be and what we can do with the building and what we can't do with the building. It's just me and you and God. And oh, what freedom. What freedom. That's the freedom you should have in your personal life. And you have to have money. You have to have resources. Have to have ability. Because the Bible said the borrower is what? He's a servant to the lender. So let's believe God. We're coming up. Faith is not depressed now. Faith is excited about the future. Right? He said, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be what? Above only. And you shall not be beneath. You won't be under. You won't be trampled under. You won't be run over because you will be on top. Amen. You'll be on top. If you hearken to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe to do them. Now back up with me to Leviticus 26, because this actually is the forerunner of the Deuteronomy 28 passage. This is talking about some of the same things, but it was spoken about first in Leviticus. And he says some statements that you don't see in Deuteronomy. I'd like for you to see them. Leviticus 26 and verse 3. Well, let's see. Without reading all it, we just got through reading it in Deuteronomy 28. But if you begin in verse 14, you'll see the same kind of language in Leviticus 26:14. He says, if you won't hearken to me and you won't do all these commandments, if you despise my statutes and abhor to do my judgments, then he talks about all the things that will happen in the curse. This is the curse for breaking God's law. And you see some of the same words we saw in Deuteronomy 28, terror, consumption, burning, ague, consumed of the eyes, sorrow of heart. And Verse 19, some of the same language. I'll break the pride of your power. I'll make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Here he switches the words. But you can see hardness above and hardness beneath. Right? A hard, hard life. Verse 20, your strength will be spent in vain. Your land will not yield or increase. The trees of the land will not yield their fruits. And you see the same thing described, and you see verse 26, when I've broken the staff of your bread, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven, and they'll deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. Lack, poverty, failure, loss. I mean, we didn't read all of it, but in Deuteronomy 28, he told them that they would get so poor and in such terrible condition, they'd resort to cannibalism and eating their own children. I mean, it's hard to even read some of it. And it happened. If you read the scriptures, it happened. They rebelled against God and they worshiped false gods and did human sacrifices, burning their children to Baal and all kind of terrible stuff. And boy, the Lord was gracious to them. He gave them all kind of time to repent and send prophets to warn them, but they didn't. And finally, they lost their whole nation. Their cities were seized, and in the famine of the seizures and siege, they ate each other. That is the ultimate of the curse. Can you see what he's showing you here? How blessed you could be if you obey, and how far the curse could go if you didn't. We see it in the earth today. There are whole nations. I mean, there are millions of people dying from AIDS. And famine. I mean, it's awful. What is it? It's the curse. For what? And so many of these same countries, the worship of God has not been preached and taught. They worship all kind of stuff. Many of them despise and hate Christians and hate God. You can't do that for generations without the curse coming on you. And this country, as blessed as we've been, if we get away from God, if we forsake God and turn against the church and pass laws against serving God and preaching and praying and all these things, this nation will not stand either. It'll be cursed. It's the grace of God that we hadn't been more cursed than we have been. Oh, but there's a lot of blessing. I said there's a lot of blessing. God is faithful to His Word.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redeemed from Loss and Failure, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1004G. That's R1004G, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.